including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Intelligence Committee holding a hearing now on federal wiretapping and surveillance authority. As for who's testifying, here's Joe Gomez.
From NSA Chief Mike Rogers, Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and the Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats.
As the hearing opened, Republican Chairman of the panel Richard Burr said surveillance and wiretapping are critical to protecting Americans.
It is integral to our foreign intelligence reporting on terrorist threats, leadership plans, intentions, counterproliferation, counterintelligence, and many other issues.
The lawyer who represented New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie in the Bridgegate case is President Trump's pick to head the FBI. Trump tweeting this morning that he'll be nominating former federal prosecutor Christopher Wray to that post. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How to care for baby skin? One of America's top pediatric dermatologists, Dr. Jody Levine.
Avoid long baths and use warm water, not too hot. Use gentle, baby-specific cleansers. And for babies with dry and sensitive skin, moisturize twice a day with a cream that contains ceramides or with an ointment.
And when it comes to clothing,
pick the right fabrics. Dress your baby in light and comfortable clothes. It's also a good idea to pre-wash clothes prior to wear in a separate wash from the rest of the families with a hypoallergenic and gentle baby detergent such as Dreft Pure Touch, created by the number one pediatrician recommended baby detergent brand. Pure Touch is 65% plant-based and made from naturally derived ingredients.
And what about sun protection?
For babies younger than 6 months, you should avoid direct sunlight, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunscreen is recommended for infants older than 6 months of age. Choose a broad-spectrum physical blocker, SPF 30 or higher. For more info, check out dreft.com.
ISIS claims responsibility for two terrorist attacks in Iran's capital, killing at least 12 and injuring dozens earlier today. State media says gunmen dressed as women stormed the parliament building in Tehran, opening fire, taking hostages, and detonating at least one suicide bomb. At about the same time, a similar attack was taking place at the shrine of the Islamic Republic's revolutionary founder, the late Ayatollah Khomeini. All four attackers who targeted the parliament building were killed by security forces. ISIS has again claimed responsibility for both of those incidents. Those attacks in Iran following this warning from the head of Homeland Security to a U.S. Senate panel yesterday.
There are more terrorist hotspots and foot soldiers now than almost any time in modern history.
That's DHS Chief John Kelly. A man whose body was found early today in the Thames River in London may be another victim of last weekend's London Bridge attack. This is USA Radio News.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
U.S. officials reportedly believe Russian hackers planted a fake news report on Qatar's state-run news agency, helping spur a crisis among U.S. allies in the Middle East. Here's Mark Mayfield.
CNN reports the FBI is helping the Qatari government investigate the hacking incident. The government said a story attributed false remarks to the nation's ruler as appearing to be friendly to Iran and Israel. The fake news story played a role in Saudi Arabia and other neighboring countries, cutting off economic and political ties with Qatar. U.S. officials believe Russia's goal is to cause rifts among the U.S. and its allies in the region.
The former director of national intelligence raising eyebrows with a comment he makes in Australia, saying probes into possible ties between Russia and the Trump White House are bigger than Watergate. James Clapper says,
you compare the two, that Watergate pales, in my view, compared to what we're confronting now.
Clapper speaking to Australia's National Press Club. conservative commentator Ann Coulter saying New York City police officers are little girls. She said that in a tweet yesterday, praising police in Paris who took down a terrorist attacker outside Notre Dame Cathedral as, quote, very macho, unlike the little girls on the NYPD, end quote. The head of the city's police union telling the New York Daily News those comments are as idiotic as they are insulting. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 65 degrees. We are expecting partially sunny today with a high near 68. Tonight will be partly foggy after 3 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 48. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 75, and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday night. Friday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 80. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 56. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 87. So it looks like we have a beautiful weekend ahead. Hope you have something great planned. And it is currently 12:07.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor and I have a small practice here in Flemington. And one of the reasons that I do Counselor's Chat is to provide information about mental health and to give some tips about how to have good mental health and also to educate the public on what it means to be a licensed professional counselor, what licensed professional counselors do, and sometimes about our education and background. But to also, I think even more so, is to remove the stigma for people who are struggling with issues to seek out some counseling help. So for those of you that might be following me on Facebook, please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. I would love to have you do that. Yeah, you may notice that I advertise before my shows with the topic for the upcoming show. And this today, I am doing personality disorders. We talk about them. We don't necessarily understand them very well. And I like to educate the public in terms of a personality disorder because they're hard to comprehend. And one of the best ways, I'm going to give a couple of examples, I think, of a personality disorder. So I describe it to clients who may be in a relationship with someone who has a personality disorder, that you're working with someone who's colorblind. It doesn't matter how many times you might show them the color red, they just don't see it. They don't see it, can't comprehend it. They may be able to distinguish certain colors of gray that may be red and be able to call them red, but they don't see the red. Another way of describing a personality disorder for people who wear sunglasses, you know, you put sunglasses on, they're gray or dark or, you know, brown or black, whatever color, and it affects the colors of things, but not all that much. If you've ever worn pink sunglasses, it actually makes the colors brighter, but white still looks like white. But if you were to put on blue sunglasses, it actually alters the colors of things that you see. So a lemon will look green. Okay, and so if I've always worn blue sunglasses, a lemon, I may call it yellow, still looks like green. So I think that's a good way to describe a personality disorder. Now, how do you know if you have a relationship or have been in a relationship with someone who has a personality disorder? And I will say this, because I need to give credit where credit's due. I'm using a book called Crazy Love, written by W. Brad Johnson, Ph.D., and Kelly Murray, Ph.D. So if you wanted to look it up and purchase a copy, it's called Crazy Love. I think it's a fantastic book because it gives such good descriptions of the personality disorders that are easy to read and understand. But if you're in a relationship with someone with a personality disorder, you might start off with a wonderful relationship. But then it comes to an end. It seems as if your partner has no idea of their impact on others and how his or her behavior affects them. Your partner may have okay behaviors that he may think is okay or she, but they are inappropriate or even disturbing. If you try to correct the problem, your partner fails to see the issue, therefore having little or no motivation for change. And I'm not going to call it denial. It's not denial. It's truly not seeing. Your partner may frequently have intense conflicts with you or other people or situations or employers or other family members, friends. Can create a great first impression. However, displays problems with anger, poor social interaction, and even manipulation. Sometimes we might think of our partner as odd or eccentric, even to the point where they may be rejected. It may be that your partner feels most comfortable when all the focus is on him or her, and you are diminished by comparison. It may be that your partner has a profound need for attention. Can be very rigid and very regimented and have an extreme difficult time to change, and that change produces high levels of anxiety or anger. And you know, sometimes what happens is we may notice there's something about this other person and we see the red flags, but you know, we proceed into the relationship anyway. So personality disorders come in three categories. We have the odd, eccentric, and I'm going to say weird personality disorder. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Allergies and a cold. We have another cluster. We call them clusters. Someone who is dramatic, erratic, and might even be dangerous. And then cluster C, someone who is anxious, withdrawn, and very needy. So we have these three clusters, A, B, and C, and they each have categories. And the one thing I am going to say about personality disorders is that we all have little aspects of some of them, and maybe even little aspects of all of them. So that there are times that we can be a little OCD. There's times that we can be a little, narcissistic. But it's not coming from a place where it is a disordered personality. People with disordered personalities are different. And oftentimes, they may have some genetic components to it, but childhood issues may also have played a role. A lot of times, people with personality disorders have other issues, such as anxiety, depression, addiction, poor work ethic. And the prospect for change from someone with a personality disorder tends to be pretty poor. You need to think of it this way. If I don't see there's a problem, why do I need to change? I don't see that there's anything wrong with me. Why would I need to change? Because you say there's something wrong with me? Well, there's something wrong with you then. And so that's really an important thing to know. That we can't, and even in therapy, oftentimes someone with a personality disorder, like I said, you know, I might be able to help someone who is colorblind begin to say, oh, well, that particular shade of gray I think is red, but I still am never going to see it. I can notice it, but I'm not going to really see it. So one of the things that I want to do is, you know, I mentioned there's three clusters or three groupings of personality disorder. I really want to go through each one of them just to give you information about what they are, what they look like. Not the clusters, but breaking it down into the specific personality disorders. I'm going to start off with the paranoid personality disorder. And, you know, sometimes, you know, again, I said, yeah, we all can have a little bit of some of this. You know, we all can be a little paranoid at times, but it's not a personality disorder. So someone with a paranoid personality disorder may suspect that you are trying to harm them, exploit them, or somehow deceive them. And they are often preoccupied with whether you're truly loyal or trustworthy. So we might think that this person is just really jealous when we first get into a relationship with them. You know, my boyfriend or girlfriend is really jealous. But it may not be. It may actually be a personality disorder. Someone with a paranoid personality disorder may hesitate to confide in you and may be fearful about how you're going to use personal information against them. They may read demeaning or threatening meanings into things that you say, when what you're really doing is giving them a sincere compliment. You did a really great job. Yeah? Why are you saying that to me? Okay? You're just trying to pull the wool over my eyes. Someone with a paranoid personality disorder often feels insulted or slighted and can be really severe at holding grudges. Someone with a paranoid personality disorder often feels attacked or wrong or quickly reacts with anger or counterattack. Even if what you've done or said is innocently placed, and is chronically suspicious about your faithfulness, questions your fidelity, is concerned about other people watching them, looking at them. If I had a paranoid personality disorder, where I live, there are times when I have police that sit behind a tree that's kind of on my property, watching traffic. I can think they're watching me. Now, sometimes paranoid personalities, or I will say not the personality, but paranoia, sometimes can get triggered because of drug addiction. People who use cocaine, marijuana, those things can produce a paranoid personality disorder symptoms and or may even trigger an underlying paranoid personality disorder. And like I said, I'm not going to get too deep into what creates things like this. However, I am going to again suggest the book. If you think that you are in a relationship with someone who has a personality disorder, this is a fantastic book. It's called Crazy Love by W. Brad Johnson and Kelly Murray. So I'm going to suggest that because I think it's fantastic. I suggest clients that I have who are struggling with their relationships, and it seems like they're in relationships with someone with a personality disorder. Here's a good book. So the next one in the first category is the schizoid personality. A schizoid personality disorder. Well, this person neither desires or enjoys a close relationship. It may even seem apathetic about the relationship that he or she is in. Like, don't you care? Okay. This person normally chooses solitary activities and prefers alone time with you. Now, this does not mean this person is an introvert. Okay. An introvert is one of the ways that we as people, it's part of our temperament, gain our energy. An extrovert loves to be around people because it energizes them. Wow, that was great. And an introvert likes to have quiet time to be energized. Someone with a schizoid personality may show little or no interest in sex and seems to have very, very few experiences or activities that bring him or her joy. Like, wasn't that fun? Seems very apathetic. Doesn't have any real close friends or confidants. Appears indifferent to both praise or criticism. Very flat personality. This person is best described as cold, detached, and emotionless. It's really hard to have a relationship with someone who would be, I don't know, I'm going to call an ice queen or an ice prince. But that is what it would be like. So try as you might, and as attracted as you may be, this person basically is unable to form an attachment to other people. And often has a history of social isolation and detachment from relationships. And a very restricted range of emotion. Very vague. You can't really tell if this person is happy or not happy. And this person, just because of their personality disorder, really couldn't describe to you what it would be like to be in touch with their feelings, because they're very flat and they don't really have them. The best way to describe it is someone who has lost their feeling in their hand. Their hand is numb. So if they touch something cold, they don't feel it. Or if they touch something hot, they don't really feel it. And then the other type is the schizotypal personality disorder. So this is different. Okay, this is different from the schizoid. This is schizotypal. Okay, this is a person who's kind of odd. Kind of bizarre. family members may call this person kind of weird. Again, kind of neutral about events and random occurrences. They don't hold any particular meaning or importance to them or him or her. Has a strange way of perceiving things, and sometimes you feel really confused by what he's reporting or seeing or experiencing, and you're like, what? What does it, I don't get that from this situation at all. Okay. Sometimes a person with a schizotypal personality may have a strange way of speaking. And at other times seems confused and startled by things that he says or does. So you may be like, what? Again, it's sort of that, what? It may have some aspects that you may think is paranoid because this person becomes suspicious at times. And emotions, they can be inappropriate or weird. In other words, laughing at inappropriate times or crying at inappropriate times or thinking you're angry about that. Well, that doesn't make sense. Sometimes their clothing or appearance can be strange. May have very few close friends outside your relationship. Can be very uncomfortable in social situations because of the way others respond to their odd behavior. I'm going to say a little bit like Hugh Hefner, which some of you may or may not know, he used to wear, and he was severe obsessive compulsive, but he had some really odd things about him. So schizotypal may be part of his personality, and he would do things like wear Kleenex boxes on his feet rather than shoes. I mean, people just thought he was really a wealthy, eccentric, odd person. But he had personality issues. Well, I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I am going to come back and talk to you about the Cluster B, which is more the dramatic, erratic, and dangerous partner. These people can be personality disorders. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be right back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I'm talking about personality disorders. Excuse me. I have a cold and allergy, so I apologize for sounding scratchy. Anyway, we currently break down personality disorders now into three groups or clusters. We call them clusters. And we have the odd, eccentric, and weird partners, which I just talked about before the break, which are paranoid personalities, schizoid, and schizotypal personalities. And we have cluster B, which I'm going to talk about next, which is dramatic, erratic, and dangerous, and cluster C, anxious, withdrawn, and needy. And as I described a personality disorder, it's different from something like someone who's struggling with anxiety or depression or even obsessive compulsive or post-traumatic stress. A personality disorder is about the personality. In other words, it's about who this person is. It's not about something that the person is struggling with, such as depression. In other words, they don't see it. And that's how I've described it. It's like my best description for me to understand it is someone who is colorblind or someone who's wearing a particular color glasses, like excuse me, blue glasses, so that every time they see the color yellow, it's green. And they don't realize that it's really yellow because they've always seen it through that particular lens. So this next grouping, cluster B, dramatic, erratic, and dangerous, has a number of different personality disorders in this group. So the first one is antisocial. And I think this one can be really confusing because we use this term to describe people sometimes. Oh, you're so antisocial. Because of the word, it makes it sound like you don't want to be with people. You don't like being with people. It may actually be one of the other ones that I talked about. If it is a personality disorder, such as schizoid or schizotypal, or it might be that you're really an introvert and like the alone time. But an antisocial personality disorder really means I am above the social norms. They don't apply to me. Therefore, someone with an antisocial personality disorder may engage in unlawful behavior, may have legal problems and have been arrested, has a tendency to lie, be deceitful, and be a good con artist. It can be a con artist to further their own personal pleasure. See, it's dangerous. Somebody who has an antisocial personality disorder can be impulsive, doesn't plan ahead, fails to think about the consequences, really reckless, can be physically aggressive, assaultive, and very irritable. This person can exhibit a blatant disregard for your safety, your welfare. If I'm in a relationship with someone with this type of a personality disorder, they may be a gambler, they may be a drug dealer, they may be a con artist, we may be in the car and they're driving really fast and I'm saying, no, I'm scared, and they laugh, they think it's funny, okay? Disregard for safety and welfare. They can fail to sustain constant work and have a really hard time honoring financial responsibilities because that's above them. I mean, they are above it. In other words, I don't have to pay for, why should I pay for electricity? Okay? And shows general lack of remorse, exhibits indifference, and rationalizes their behavior when they hurt, mistreat, or steal from others. So, in other words, you know what? You made me do this. Oftentimes, if you're in an abusive relationship, and then we'll use the typical, women do abuse men. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm going to say men abusing women, you know, you made me hit you. You made me do these things. It is the most dangerous personality disorder. And if you are in a relationship with someone like that, really, you might want to consider leaving. The thing is that oftentimes these people can be highly charismatic. They seem like a lot of fun. Wow, you know, this is really great, and a lot of energy, but they're dangerous. So you have to be really careful, because in the end, they violate boundaries and rules. They lie to you. They con you. They're impulsive. They don't plan ahead. They can be physically aggressive, definitely verbally aggressive. It's a dangerous place to come to get into. And keep in mind that for most personality disorders, therapy doesn't help. It's very hard to change something you don't see. The next one in this particular category, the B cluster, is the borderline personality. Now, someone who is borderline is intensely fearful of abandonment and frequently interprets behavior as rejecting. So, if I say, oh, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Oh, you're leaving me? No, I'm not leaving you. I'm going to the grocery store. Well, why didn't you ask me? You don't want me to go with you. Okay, that kind of a thing. Has a history of intense, unstable, and volatile relationships. Very fragile self-image. Really can't describe who they are. It's almost like I'm in a relationship with someone who's really empty. Has a history of impulsive behavior, such as impulsive spending, impulsive sex, substance abuse, reckless driving, binge eating. You could see why this would be a dangerous person to have a relationship with. Can oftentimes be suicidal or make suicidal gestures or self-mutilation. Intense mood fluctuations between depression, anxiety, and anger. And intense. So I'm not a little depressed. I'm not a little angry. I'm super angry. I'm rageful. Chronically feels empty and bored. And becomes inappropriately angry and lashes out verbally or even physically. So there, it's really hard to be in a relationship with someone like that. If you've ever seen the movie Fatal Attraction, that's a good play on being someone who is borderline. Love you intensely and then rejecting and love you. So, you know, you're both ways. The next category, not cluster, but it's in the same category, is the histrionic personality. You know, and we do use these words. Oh, this person is being so histrionic. So this person is often uncomfortable in situations when they are not the center of attention. Can be very sexually seductive or provocative. Again, I need the attention. Very shallow behavior that changes quickly. Very drawn to the way they look and their appearance. Again, it's about drawing attention to self. Speech is very impressionistic and doesn't have much detail. And so what do I mean by that? It's affected. So like that valley, the old valley girl kind of speech, that might be a good example. Can be overly dramatic, exaggerated, and theatrical. So maybe we're sitting in a theater and there's this one person that she's coughing and fidgeting and making noise, and it's distracting you from the movie or the play or the concert because they're just so noisy, use that word, is highly suggestible and can often think that the relationship is more intimate and tense than they actually are. But you see, the attention is all on them. And they need to have the attention on them. Again, this person can be very attractive at first because they're loud and noisy and flamboyant. But then we realize that it's really hard to have a relationship with someone like that. And it can be dangerous because they can put you down quite a bit. The next one would be the narcissistic personality. And we use this word all the time. Oh, such a narcissist. This person has an inflated sense of self-importance, often exaggerates talents, is preoccupied with fantasies of success, beauty, power, believes that this person is special. I'm special. And requires constant admiration. A narcissist shows a strong sense of entitlement, expects special treatment, takes advantage of others, lacks empathy, and fails to recognize or respond to the feelings and needs of others, can often be envious and believes others are envious of them, is frequently arrogant in attitude and behavior. And again, can be very attractive at first, but they have a totally inflated ego, which puts you on the back burner. Then you have the passive-aggressive personality. Now, sometimes passive-aggressive is a behavior and not a personality. It's a coping skill. So I can be aggressive, I could be passive, I could be passive-aggressive, or I could be assertive. And these are coping skills. So if I have a passive-aggressive coping skill, then I may not know how to deal with my anger very well, and I may have low self-esteem and don't know how to maneuver and become assertive in my life. But again, a passive-aggressive personality disorder is I'm coming from this place and I don't see anything else. I don't even see it. So this person passively refuses to fulfill routine jobs and social tasks, complains about being misunderstood and unappreciated, often sullen and argumentative, seems unreasonably angry and critical of authority figures, envious and resentful towards those who are more fortunate and successful, exaggerates and complains about their own misfortune, alternates between passive compliance and hostile defiance. And this person's behavior can often undermine your happiness and success. Again, it's a personality type. It's a disordered personality. They don't see it. People who use passive aggressive as a coping skill, they see it. They see it. Then you have the avoidant personality. Okay, this person avoids occupational activities that involve large amounts of contact with others because fear of criticism, disapproval, and rejection. This is not about having low self-esteem. Again, it's something that I can see about myself. I don't see this. Not willing to get involved with other people unless being certain of being liked. Doesn't share easily in close, intimate relationships. Fear of being shamed or ridiculed. Is preoccupied with being criticized or rejected in social situations and is inhibited or uncomfortable in new social situations, often feeling inadequate. You know, it sounds like really low self-esteem, but it's not. Self-esteem, I can say, yeah, I see. I know my self-esteem is really low. This person says, I have great self-esteem. Doesn't connect the two. Can't see it. Often views himself as lacking social skills. personally unappealing, unlikable, sees himself as socially inferior to others, often reluctant to take personal risks or get involved in new activities because they may end up being too embarrassed. It sounds like a shame-based issue. Does shame take a point, have a part to play in this? Absolutely. But again, someone who is shame-based can see it. Someone with a personality disorder can't see it. Then you have the dependent personality. This person has a very difficult time making decisions without a lot of advice and reassurance. And am I doing the right thing? And I don't know. Is that okay? And what do you think? No. Again, I had said earlier that we all have some aspects of these things. So I may do that every once in a while because I'm feeling really insecure, but that's not necessarily a personality disorder. This person needs you and needs others and assumes responsibility for the most major areas of her in other words, you have to take care of me. Has difficulty disagreeing or taking a stand against others out of fear of disapproval. This person has a hard time starting projects, doing things for herself or himself, lacks confidence, goes to great lengths to be nurtured and supported, sometimes even volunteers to do things that are unpleasant so that they can feel needed, often feels uncomfortable and helpless when alone because of intense fears of being unable to take care of themselves, and quickly and urgently seeks new relationships for care and support because they use up relationships. They're so dependent that the other person becomes exhausted. So if you're finding that you're really, really in a relationship with someone, you're exhausted of all the self-care and the reassurance, chances are they have a personality disorder. Now, there's the obsessive-compulsive personality. Yes, we have an obsessive-compulsive disorder. We also have an obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. So, again, one is it's something I can see. One is I can't see it. And the obsessive-compulsive personality disorder is in everything. Preoccupied with details, rules, lists, orders, schedules, to the point where all enjoyment is lost. Extreme perfectionist. Devoted to work and to productivity to the exclusion of relationships, fun, and leisure. Is this person a workaholic? Not necessarily. Overconscious and inflexible about morality and ethical rules. Is unable to throw away old, worn out, worthless objects, even when they have no value. So we may say, oh, this person can be a hoarder. Doesn't delegate tasks, does not work well with others, unless it's done precisely their way. Miserly spender on self and others. Is very rigid, very stubborn, and a very high need for control. Again, and I don't see it. This is the way it is, right? We should have rules, right? Ethics are really important. Very important. And then we have the depressive personality. Overall demeanor is defined by gloominess, cheerlessness, always unhappy, always feeling inadequate, worthless, low self-esteem, very critical, blaming and negative of self, brooding, worrying, negative, critical, judgmental, pessimistic, guilty, remorseful. A real downer. And again, I will say that this personality disorder, okay, is not about someone who is depressed. This is about someone who lives from this place. This is their personality. They are not struggling with depression. Their personality is depressive. So I meant to mention, I am actually in the third cluster, cluster C. That's the avoidant personality, the dependent personality, the obsessive compulsive, and the depressive. These people are anxious, withdrawn, and needy. So I hope this has been useful. And I want you to remember that someone with a personality disorder goes to work, is in relationship, has children. And sometimes what happens is, for those of us that may not have a personality disorder, we find ourselves attracted to some of these people. Maybe because of our own codependency. Maybe because we grew up in homes where we had a parent that had a personality disorder. Or we had a parent with addiction. Or we had a parent with some other kind of physical or mental illness. So if you are in these types of relationships, you really may want to consider seeking out some therapy for yourself. It's very difficult, and I've had number of couples come into my office where the one client, the one person in the relationship has a personality disorder, and the other person has reached a point where they can't handle it anymore. You have to know this is something that you cannot change. And again, if the other person doesn't see it, they can't change it either. It's like saying, you know, I can't sleep at night because you snore so much. I don't know, do I snore? I never hear myself snore. I don't see it. I get a good night's sleep. Yeah, well, I don't sleep because you're snoring. Well, too bad for you, okay? So, you need to recognize that this can be an issue. You also have to remember not to blame yourself, because you did not cause the personality disorder. This generally happens in childhood. And like I said, there can be some genetic predisposition. You can't blame yourself. If I was a better spouse or a better partner, you may question yourself about leaving and how's it going to affect the kids, and how can I do this to someone who is struggling with a personality disorder? Well, you know, here's the thing. If I don't see it, if I don't know that I'm snoring, I'm not struggling with it. Not a problem. I don't have a problem. I sleep fine. I wake up in the morning, I'm refreshed. You tell me I snore, I don't see it, I don't hear it, I don't know. I don't know. But you're worn out, you're exhausted, you've had it, you need a good night's sleep. You may have to go to another bedroom, you may have to leave the relationship, especially if the person says, I'm not going to the doctor, I don't have any problem with it, there's nothing wrong with me, it's all you, you make it up in your head. You're the one that can't sleep. Don't blame me. That would be a person with a personality disorder interacts. They cannot see. Now, there are times that with a lot of hard work, they begin to notice. You know, there was that one time I kind of woke myself up because I was snoring. Maybe I do snore. Maybe I do have a problem. Maybe I'll go to the doctor and check it out. But I know I've worked with people with personality disorders, and oftentimes I've run out of my toolbox to try to help them see what's going on in their lives. And I refer them for someone else. Sometimes I can help people. It takes a great deal of courage to really stop and look and say, wow, I had no idea. That's my personality. That's my core being. That's hard to do. You have to remember that a person with a personality disorder has a distorted perception of things, especially regarding themselves, can be very rigid and inflexible. That this is not something, if you are an adult in a relationship with a personality, someone that you created, it goes back to childhood. And their person, because it's their personality. Okay, here's another example. If I have a good sense of humor, I have a good sense of humor at work. I have a good sense of humor with my friends. I have a good sense of humor with my family, with my kids, with strangers even. I have a good sense of humor. Okay, I'm quick to laugh and joke about things and creative. That's part of my personality. So I'm creative at work, I'm creative at home, I'm creative with my friends, I'm creative when I'm alone. Because it's a personality disorder that they cannot see, they have very little motivation to change. What, to make you happy? I'm going to change who I am. To make you happy. You know how hard that is to change who I am? I'm going to stop having a good sense of humor when it comes naturally to me because you don't like my humor. So I hope this has been helpful. And again, I refer you to the book called Crazy Love by W. Brad Johnson and Kelly Murray. I think it's a fantastic book because it gives a really good description of personality disorders, what it's like to be in a relationship with someone with a personality disorder, and maybe how to even get out of a relationship with someone with a personality disorder. So I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, a licensed professional counselor. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899, 908-237-2899, or you can follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. I hope this has been informative, and I will be back next week and talk to you more about some mental health issues. Have a great week.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call